One. She prefers the night to day. That's Seven Reasons Why. And that was My Life Story. And I loved that album. I loved the album. And that was a few years ago now. And then what happened is that I was really into them, actually. I searched out other albums and all that kind of thing. Jake Shillingford and the rest of the albums and all that kind of work. And then they were sort of grabbed by the record company, I think. I don't exactly know. But I always think that's the case. And I thought that was the case with the Cardigans as well. Now, the first few albums I loved, particularly Emmerdale. That's great. But the Golden Mile came out in 97, which has that. Seven Reasons Why. Yeah. And then I think they must have been grabbed hold of by the record company or a record company, or maybe the management said, you need to smarten up your sound, boy. Not exactly like that. And 3 years later, Joined Up Talking came out. And it was really pop and really anodyne. And I thought, no, thank you. No. So I decided not to listen anymore. I made a decision. And then this popped up on my streaming service. I mean, I'll be getting the album. It's Loving You Is Killing Me, which is their new album, or rather his new album, I suppose. I don't know who's in the band now, but Jake must be in the band. I need to check this out, though, don't I? I need to check this out and make sure that these people are actually in the band, because I've led you down the garden path in a way, haven't I? What I've said is, well, I love this band, and it's mainly Jake Shillingford. And then we haven't spoken too much about who's in it. But actually, I only see his name. So, yeah, anyway, it is still his bag. This is more like what I remember. Not always. And when it's not, I'm not so happy. It's called Loving You Is Killing Me. And Running Out of Heartbeats, the first track, is glam with smudgy guitars. It's got that earlier My Life Story feel with a sweet AOR section. It sounds like the AOR when it was in the charts in the 80s. But then you've got I'm a God, which is very anodyne 80s pop. And a lot of people are doing it. And I don't want someone else to. However, Tits and Attitude, what a great title that is. Is more of a glam lounger, and when he does more glam stuff, and when he is more cabaret, I love that. But I don't mind a bit of punky pushing as well. Punky pushing. Welcome to punky pushing. It could be like a game show, couldn't it, where people are pogoing and you have to knock the other person out. Could be that. And if it is, it's probably going to be helmed by Bradley Walsh. That's a UK gag, but those in UK will understand. Well, not a gag, but a comment. But those in UK will understand, I'm sure. But Naked is that kind of punk feeling, which is, it's good fun. It's a party punk. But then they give us B-Side Girl, which is Suede Light. I happen to think that Suede now is Suede Light. You know, they're a cleaner living band and they've lost all that kind of edge. Not so keen on them now. And that's what this sounds like. And I don't want Suede Light. And I don't want this either. However, the Urban Mountaineer, later on in the album, has some bucolic XTC. My favourite band, you know. Floating pop, sweet lounge. That is what I want. Welcome to the Sweet Lounge. That's a great name for a chat show, isn't it? Anyway, it's got some good stuff on this. And it's a step in the right direction for me. I haven't heard the last album he produced. So maybe that is too. But this is the one I alighted on. So I can only comment about this one, and I only will, apart from the other one that I commented on. Yeah, it's a step in the right direction. It's not all there yet, but it's getting there. And if it comes back to Seven Reasons Why, I will love it. Not sure it will, but it's getting there. Ta-ta.